So have you ever yearned to achieve something great for God? Have you ever dreamed of Him working mightily through you in the lives of others? For many, though, it remains but a dream. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Anyone who loves Jesus has had those dreams, that idea that we could do something mighty for Him, something that would powerfully impact the world and the lives of those around us. But more often than not, the day-to-day realities and pressures of living our lives crowd in on us, getting the better of us. That's it, enough dreaming. And so we come back down to earth with a thud. The problem with those dreams is that we come at them from the wrong perspective. We see them through the prism of what we can do, rather than what God is already doing. Writes the prophet Jeremiah back in the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. Lord God, with your great power, you made the earth and the sky. There's nothing too hard for you to do. At a time when Israel was facing adversity, God reminded them who it is who has the great power, for whom it is that nothing is impossible. From our perspective, great works always seem impossible. 19th century China missionary Hudson Taylor should know. He faced untold opposition. But with the benefit of years of experience in serving God, he wrote this. I found that there are three stages in every great work of God. First, it's impossible. Then it's difficult. Then it's done. Those great works of which we dream, they aren't our works. They're God's works, for whom it is that nothing is impossible. That's His word, fresh for you today. We all need the encouragement and the power of God speaking into our lives through His word. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. The web address again is freshdevotional.org.